NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the Retail Clerks International Association, dedicated exclusively to the welfare of retail store employees. Now with the news, here is David Rush.
Hurricane Doria is bearing down on coastal resorts of Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia, sending ahead of its path high winds and tides. Vacationers at the resorts have evacuated, and residents of low-lying areas have moved to higher ground as Doria advances to the coast at a speed of 10 miles an hour. Top winds are now estimated about 80 miles an hour. The storm already has claimed one life. Mrs. Robert Wood of Boston, Massachusetts, drowned after a 38-foot cabin cruiser was thrown out of control and hurled aground by the wind and sea off Ocean City, New Jersey. Her two children were swept overboard and are missing. Mrs. Wood's husband was rescued. At Newport, Rhode Island, the America's Cup yachts Intrepid and Dame Patty have been tied down in anticipation of high winds from Hurricane Doria. The fourth race of the best of seven series was postponed. And in the Yucatan Peninsula, between the Caribbean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, residents have been told to brace for the full fury of Hurricane Beulah. Beulah has top winds of 115 miles an hour and is expected to hit land by nightfall. More news after this for the RCIA.
The retail store displaying the sign with the words Union Store printed on it informs customers that the conditions of store worker employment, salary, hours, on-the-job benefits, have been arrived at through collective bargaining in a union agreement. Employees have not always had a say in their working conditions. Before the advent of union collective bargaining, employees had no voice in the determination of their wages and working conditions. Times have changed. Some of these changes began in 1888 when a group of courageous retail store workers got together to do something about their working conditions. They formed the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association. Today, because of the gains made by the RCIA, its members work reasonable hours for good pay and with many on-the-job benefits. If you work in a retail store and would like more information, check your telephone directory for the local Retail Clerks Union in your community, or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, David Rush.
United Nations Secretary General U Thant, at a news conference in New York today, called again for an end to the U.S. bombing of North Vietnam. Among those questioning the U.N. Secretary General was Pauline Frederick, NBC News United Nations correspondent.
You said if we would really desire peace, why not take a risk of ending the bombing for 3 or 4 weeks? Would that satisfy Hanoi when it has asked for unconditional end of the bombing? Do you think that talks could begin in 3 or 4 weeks if the bombing were stopped for 3 or 4 weeks?
Well, Miss Frederick, I'm convinced of it. There will be meaningful talks. It is the assumption of those governments which have very friendly relations with Hanoi that Hanoi will definitely come to the conference table in 3 to 4 weeks after the cessation of bombing.
UN Secretary General U Thant at a New York news conference today. In Moscow, Soviet Communist Party leader Leonid Brezhnev indicated today that Russia would like to see South Vietnam become a neutral country, possibly independent of North Vietnam. Previous Soviet pronouncements have stressed that Vietnam is one nation inhabited by one people. The indication of a switch in this policy came when Brezhnev met with Viet Cong representatives in Moscow. A U.S. task force of 4,000 infantrymen ended an amphibious operation in South Vietnam's Mekong Delta by chasing the remnants of a Viet Cong battalion into the swamplands and bamboo forests. Reports from the battle zone said more than 200 communists were killed. American losses were placed at 15 killed and 125 wounded, including crewmen of river gunboats used in support of the operation. More in a moment.
Chevrolet for 68 has the truck for you. 1968 Chevrolet Job Tamer trucks. New 68 Chevy pickups with work-proved independent front suspension. Strong double-wall cabs and bodies. New Chevy vans and step vans that come on even stronger in 68. From pickups to big heavy-duty haulers, there's a new 68 Chevy truck to tame your job. See them at your Chevrolet dealers.
The FBI in Miami, Florida, has announced it has arrested a 21-year-old man sought since last week for the slaying of three girls in Auburn, Alabama. Edward Albert Seibold had been the object of a search from New York to New Orleans since the September 7th murders. The Swedish Seismological Institute at Uppsala has recorded what it describes as an underground nuclear test of medium strength in Russia's Central Asia testing zone. Again, the top story of the hour, Hurricane Doria bearing down on the coastlines of Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia. David Rush, NBC News, Washington.
Listen again on the hour when Chevrolet brings you NBC Monitor News.
Next, New York area news on WNBC New York.
You love me? Do you?
Yeah!
Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney make something wonderful out of being alive in Stanley Donen's Two for the Road. Life magazine says, join the fun. Time magazine hails it as an adult bedtime story. And Cosmopolitan raves, the most popular picture of the year. See Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney in Two for the Road, suggested for mature audiences.
Now at Lowe's and other theaters. 67 degrees and cloudy in New York. This is Jerry Damon with late Metropolitan Area headlines. The New York City metropolitan area is expected to miss the full force of Hurricane Doria, but the fringe of the storm is expected to cause a few showers slightly higher than normal tides and brisk winds. Small craft warnings up in the area, gale warnings offshore. Negotiators for the New York City School Board and the Teachers Union are to meet 2 hours from now at the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. A marathon session called at Gracie Mansion by Mayor Lindsay adjourned at 4:30 this morning without a settlement. World-famous Rockettes are parading outside the Radio City Music Hall in mid-Manhattan wearing raincoats and picket signs. The Rockettes, along with ballet dancers and singers, are striking for higher wages. The Music Hall says the show will go on today with an expanded music program and without the dancers. Senator Robert Kennedy says New Yorkers pay more for less electricity than any other comparable group in the nation. Kennedy, on his television program, distributed throughout the state, puts most of the blame for high rates on the State Public Service Commission. Democratic State Senator Seymour Thaler of Queens predicts the next Albany legislature will adopt a universal health program insurance program to provide medical coverage for all residents. The New York Post has bought the silent presses and plant of the defunct Journal American. The Post says the purchase will permit it to meet higher circulation requirements and print more news and advertising. The weather, 67 degrees and cloudy, humidity 81%, the barometer rising from 30.09 inches, wind is from the northeast at 19. Cloudy, windy, and cool is the forecast with a chance of occasional periods of rain this afternoon. The high temperature in the 70s. This is Jerry Damon.
Yes, indeed, stay a while and we guarantee you'll smile, probably even laugh out loud, when you hear the practical joke that turned a theatrical agent into a nightclub comedian. His name, Murray Roman. My guest in 2 minutes. My name, Gene Rayburn, your host for Monitor 67.
Thank you.
Here comes Sergeant Pepper. Well, actually, there goes Sergeant Pepper, and with him, Steve Allen and the Gentle Players. Normally, you don't think of an agent as being a very laughable guy. Managers are comparable. You don't think of a manager as being, you think of him as being far from a funny man. But our guest today was an agent, and he got a lot of laughs. He was a manager, and he found, people found him to be very funny as a manager. So he decided to go legitimate and become a comedian.
Well, what actually happened was...
Well, we didn't say your name yet.
Now, this Charlie is really came.
Murray Roman. When did you make the conversion?
About a year and a half ago.
Is it that short a time ago?
Yes. What happened was I was a manager living in Los Angeles. I still live in Los Angeles. And we'd all gone out to have dinner someplace in Los Angeles. Then we went down to see a marvelous folk singer who was an old friend of several of my friends, Josh White. Well, at some point during Josh's performance, they had put him up to something, and he generally doesn't announce people in the audience. He said, but ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight, Smothers, and they're going,
yay!
And they said, we have Cosby, and they
yay!
And we also have with us a marvelous young television comedian. I'm sure you've seen him many, many times. Let's have a wonderful round of applause, Murray Roman. Well, nobody applauded because they didn't, I didn't care.
Murray who?
Yeah, that's right. But they saw everybody at my table applauding, and they all looked like celebrities. So, you know, they were at my table was going, yay, whoopee, oh, let's get him up there and all that. You know, so the rest of the place started, you know, it was Swack City. So everybody said, yay, let's get off there. And so I went up, I got dragged up there, and then suddenly everybody disappeared.
And there you were naked and alone.
On the stage. I did about 10 minutes of absolute garbage. I don't know what I talked about. I just, you know, I was panicked.
You had a little flop sweat on your brow?
I got a standing ovation.
No.
From the table I was with. The next day, these guys got together, and as a joke, they sent a telegram to the William Morris Agency, which is the largest theatrical agency in the country or the world, I guess. And in this wire, they said, last night, Murray Roman, who is well known to you, received a standing ovation at the Troubadour nightclub. Because you hadn't obtained any employment for him in the previous 90 days, which is union requirements,
yeah.
I understand, we herewith and forthwith demand his immediate release because of the number of offers that are coming in. So that was just a joke. Well, that was a Monday. And about an hour later, coincidentally, a singer was to open at a club in Los Angeles called the Slate Brothers. Actually, he was to open later that night. But about an hour later, they discovered at the William Morris office that the magician who was on the bill with him, this is true, he worked with a penguin. His name was Dondo the Great. And
you're
the
making this up.
I swear.
This is all true.
Yeah,
every word.
The penguin
I'm going to make you sign it in blood.
I will sign an affidavit.
Okay.
The penguin got sick. So... they thought it would be a joke if they called the guys to send him the wire and said, listen, let's give Murray the job. It pays $125 a week, and it's 7 days, and it's 3 shows a night. So they called him, and the guy who's now my manager called my office. I had an office, and I've been in a meeting all afternoon, and I came back from meeting my secretary. He said, Roy would like to talk to you. So I got a phone. He said, yes, Roy. He said, listen, and he told me about the wire we sent this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, ah, very funny. He said, but wait, the topper is they're offering you a job at the Slate Brothers to perform with the singer for 125 a week, 7 days a week. I said, Roy, are you kidding? What am I going to do? I said, I can't do that. He said, listen, come on, you give it a try. It'll be some fun. What do you got to lose? I said, Roy, how can I can't do that. He said, and I know your wife. And I said, yes. He said, listen, this is our chance to get out at night. So I said, hey, man, you're right.
take
so,
a job.
Right. So I went down to the
how much notice was this? When did you have to open?
This was at 5 in the afternoon, and I had to be there at 9 o'clock.
5 hours notice? You had to write jokes or get a routine or
no,
something.
You could just drink a lot of scotch. Everybody, you know, when you drink a lot of scotch, everybody says, boy, was he funny the other night at that party. Remember that, when he threw that lady down?
Yeah.
So I just drank a lot of scotch. I remember that Shelley Byrne routine. You just get the... So I really got Swack City,
yeah.
Which is a term I like. And I went down there. Well, because he had called everybody. I mean, you know, generally there's an opening for a singer in a small club. A couple of agents come. An entire table was taken by one agency. Another agency took two tables. The place was jammed with agents. The guy, Henry Slate, who owned the club, thought he had really a hot potato on his hands. The singer got 2 wires. I got 80 wires. You know, it was lots of luck on your opening. People would say it was insane. You know, the place was jammed. And I got out there and I said hello. And I got a roar of, you know, affection and applause.
Slate says, this guy must be good. Listen
that's
to
right.
that. He said hello. And
he was already negotiating to hold me over. And all I had said was hello. I was terrible. They loved me. And because they were my friends, and they all got up and walked out right after I got off. They were agents are terrible, you know.
They are. They're terrible people.
And then I did, five, 6 days there, and I wasn't very... But one night, I don't know what happened. Sometimes this can happen. I started to sort of get a show together, and there was one night, Ed McMahon walked in to the club. It seems that the Tonight Show was taping in Los Angeles, and he came in with a fellow who was then the producer of the Tonight Show, Art Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And after the show that I finished, the both of them came up and said, "Hey, how would you like to do a Tonight Show?" So at which point Roy came in and said,
"Of course he would. We'll make him another Cosby. Think what your show did for..."
I said, "Roy, no, Tonight Show."
He said, "You'll give it a shot. What does that mean?"
And that's how I became a comedian. I did the Tonight Show, and then I did about 14 more.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a good time.
Instant success. This is a show business story.
No, I'm still working at the Slave Brothers.
Are you
$25 a week.
You're a natural comic.
Well, thank you very much.
And I predict you're going to have a long, successful career if you live.
I'll become an agent again and ruin your career, too.
Will you come back and talk to us here at Montevideo another time when you're in New York?
I surely will.
Good. Our guest has been Murray Roman, comedian par excellence.
Oh, merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Don't mention it. You know, Murray's mention of the Tonight Show reminded me. As if I could forget that I'll have the pleasure of being guest host all this coming week on the Tonight program. And I certainly expect you all to tune in, all of you loyal and true and kind and friendly and lovable listeners who keep me company every weekend here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. And now Johnny Nash sings for his Schaefer.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one. Schaefer pleasure doesn't fade even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world for people who are having fun. Yeah, Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
You know how it is with most beers. The flavor holds up fine in the first glass, but lets you down in the second. Not so with Schaefer. Schaefer delivers flavor that never fades. You get all the pleasure of that first cold beer each and every beer through. So try the beer that always delivers. Schaefer, the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
Gene Rayburn once again, and at 19 minutes past the hour on monitor, here's Tony Bennett. That's Bennett with a capital B for blockbuster of a ballad, his most recent, For Once in My Life.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Once unafraid, I can't go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of. It's hurt me before.
Now monitor sports. The Los Angeles Rams kick off their season tomorrow against the National Football League's newest team, the New Orleans Saints. The Rams have high hopes in a new back, hard-running Tony Mason, obtained from Minnesota. A report from monitor's Bob Goggin.
Tommy, as a new member of the Los Angeles Rams, how would you assess the club?
Well, Bob, I think we have the personnel to be a winner in the NFL. I have a lot of respect for the Rams. I've gained this in the six previous seasons I've been in the league. And I feel that if we all play up to our potential and we're fortunate enough to get by with fewer injuries, well, I think we'll be all right.
You were discussed as primarily coming to the Rams as a back and possibly being used as a flanker. Which would you prefer playing?
Well, right now, I think, any time, Bob, I prefer running back. I'm started there, and I'm more comfortable there. Right now, we don't need me as a flanker here because our receiving corps is, in my opinion, excellent.
Every coach has a different style. Would you compare your ex-coach, Norm Van Brocklin, of the Vikings with George Allen of the Rams?
Sure, Bob. They're just about as different as night and day. Norm is more of a hard-sell person. He's a very aggressive person, and he tries to fire you up, or he does fire you up by being the fiery type. You know, he'll chew you out if you deserve it, or by any means he can, he'll get you up. Whereas George is more of a soft, easygoing person, and he's a quieter type, and he appeals more to your sense of, I don't know whether you call it fair play or what, but I know your conscience would bother you if you didn't put out for George because he treats you so good.
Tommy, I understand you play the guitar and at one time play with Grand Ole Opry.
Yes, Bob, that's my only claim to fame as a musician. My guitar playing is strictly as an amateur, and my singing is the same. When I was a senior at Tulane, we played Vanderbilt down in Nashville, and I think they had a little time to spare, so they asked me if I'd like to be on a show. At first, I refused, but then the ham in me came out, and I did, and they asked Chet Atkins to play with me, and he was very nice and did so, and it was really a great thrill for me, and I go by and say hello to people on the Opry every time I get back to Nashville.
Well, several of the Rams seem to have musical talents, including Roosevelt Greer. Have you thought about getting together with a group with Rosie, for example?
Well, Rose and I get together and play our guitars every now and then. Rose is a very good singer. Actually, he's a much better singer than I am. And I think that I have just enough talent to entertain myself there, but I don't think I'm a professional as far as singing goes. Any kind of a group, I've been talking to Dick Bass, and we decided somebody should take us to Vegas like they took the Dodgers. We'd have a good time at it anyway.
Tommy, of course, you played football at Tulane, and your opening game with the Rams will be against the New Orleans Saints. It's sort of homecoming for you. Can you tell us how you think that game's going to go?
Well, I wish I could tell you how it could go, Bob. I know how it can go. If we play the type of ball we're capable of playing, well, then I think we can win the ball game. I don't think we can afford to take New Orleans too lightly. I think they're the best expansion team I've ever seen come in the league. We played them in Anaheim, and I was very impressed with them. I think that they'll have a seasoned ball club their first year. They win a lot more games than people think, and they're the type of ball club that if you think of them as an expansion team and a bunch of, I don't know what the exact word is, but an undeveloped team, well, I think you're making a mistake.
Tommy Mason, welcome to the Rams, and good luck this year.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
This is Robert Goggin for Monitor Sports.
Hello, this is Petula Clark for Plymouth 68.
And the beat goes on. Yes, the beat goes on.
Last year, over a 250,000 owners of other low-price cars were won over to Plymouth. It started a movement, a momentum, a beat. And the beat goes on.
Styles have come and surely styles will go.
The new 68 Plymouths now at your Plymouth dealer, where the beat goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Doobadoobadoo. The tune title Cute and the performers, well, I guess we could title them Lenny D and his Doodlers 3. They did doodle, didn't they? At any rate, doodlers or not, 2, 3, 4 or more, you heard them on monitor nationwide on NBC. In central Mississippi, heard on WGRM Greenwood. Gene Rayburn here, back shortly.
Monitor, your weekend companion for all seasons, here on the NBC Radio Network.
Hills Brothers Coffee has sent you a 50-cent coupon in the mail. That's right, a coupon worth 50 cents cash on the purchase of any size bright red can of Hills Brothers Coffee. And inside each can you buy, there's another money-saving coupon. So head for the hills. Choose regular, drip, or electric perk grind. Enjoy the coffee that's so unbeatable, it's reheatable.
Well, you make a pot of Hills Brothers Coffee, and you don't quite drink it all up. Just reheat the pot later on in the day, and you'll still get a delicious cup. Yes, Hills Brothers Coffee's so unbeatable, and the proof of this is, it's reheatable. Head for the hills.
And don't forget to take along your 50-cent coupon. 67 degrees and cloudy in the metropolitan area. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Next on monitor, Vicky Carr, and it must be him. He. Who, him?
I tell myself, what's done is done. I tell myself, don't be a fool. Play the field, have a lot of fun. It's easy when you play it cool. I tell myself, don't be a chump. Who cares? Let him stay away. That's when the phone rings, and I jump. And as I grab the phone, I pray. Phone rings. And once again, I start to pray.
Good friends with Monitor 67, the program that asks the question, why do some wives get involved in extramarital affairs? And has psychologist Dr. Joyce Brothers give the answers 3 minutes from now. To begin with, however, a salute to non-clandestine togetherness from Trini Lopez.
The feeling of being all alone. I never had anybody I could call my own.
Can choose from three different log cabin flavors. There's log cabin maple honey, maple-y syrup with just the right touch of country sweet honey.
And log cabin buttered, enriched with a taste of real butter.
And good old log cabin with its hearty new taste and aroma.
Three great syrups.
There's a log cabin favorite for everyone.
You like log cabin even better.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor. In biblical times, the adulteress was stoned to death. Even in our more tolerant age, the unfaithful wife faces ostracism, humiliation, and loss of friends, husband, and children.
Why, then, does a missus become a mistress? What are some of the reasons for a wife's infidelity? Most women have a natural capacity for sexual variety, say Professors Frank Beach and McLennan Ford, and men have no monopoly on desire. But a civilization founded on the monogamous family requires faithful wives. So society has trained women to be monogamous, even though it tolerates philandering husbands. A woman is brought up to value physical passion as an expression of enduring love. Strangely, the desire to fulfill this ideal often lures a dissatisfied wife into the arms of a lover. But her dissatisfaction is rarely in her husband's physical prowess, New York psychologist Dr. Carney Landis has discovered. Most women involved in clandestine affairs, he says, have adequate marital relationships and continue to depend on their husbands rather than their lovers for the fulfillment of most of their libidinous needs. It is emotionally that the husband has disappointed his mate. This may or may not be his fault. Sometimes her emotional needs are neurotic and couldn't be met by the most willing spouse. Sometimes her spouse isn't willing. He neglects her in favor of his business, willingly turns over his paycheck, but never brings her flowers, forgets the little words and acts that once made their physical relationship a union of love. If the spurned wife can't reform him, she'll resent him. Often vengefully, she'll seek romance outside her marriage. Will taking a lover make her happy? Not for long, says Professors Beach and Ford. If her affair offers nothing but physical passion, she finds it even more frustrating than her marriage, and feels guilt instead of joy. If it brings the romance of which she's dreamed, then she longs to make her lover her husband. To do this, she may sacrifice many lives and punish herself ever after. Though she set out to look for love and happiness, she more often finds that sorrow and regret spell the end of the affair. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
The good doctor pulls no punches. She calls him as she sees him, and you can count on her continued candor whenever you hear her on Monitor.
If your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, and you want it to feel comforted, soothe it with Ammons medicated powder. Ammons helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammons is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammons every day.
Getting a thing,
latest from Sergio Mendes. And if you didn't understand the words, that's understandable. They were in Portuguese. If it'll make you any happier, we didn't understand them either. Here's your chance to figure something else out. In 5 minutes, we'll be hearing an interview with actress Sandra Dee, during which there'll be a what's called a cameo appearance by a famous comedian who's celebrating 30 years with NBC. A hint, fill in the blank in where there's life, there's blank. And then you've got his last name. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. How'd you like your lawn to look like those lush Marion sod you see at your garden center or nursery man's? You would? Okay, do as the pros do. Use sod quality Marion bluegrass and have the most beautiful Marion lawn in the world. Wonderful SQD quality Marion is the same quality that the sod growers use to produce that thick, lush, springy Marion sod. So richly interwoven, it smothers crabgrass and weeds before they can start. So this fall, do as the professional sod growers do. For only $3.95, grow yourself a Wonderlawn sod quality Marion lawn. That's only $3.95 at your authorized Wonderlawn dealer. And while you're there, be sure to pick up your Wonderlawn all-in-one lawn food. Just one bag of all-in-one does it all. Feeds, conditions, balances soil acidity. All in one easy application. Regularly $4.95, this fall you pay only $3.95 for the big 5,000 square foot size. That's $3.95 for the big 5,000 square foot size of Wonderlawn all-in-one lawn food. At your Wonderlawn dealer, Wonderlawn, the famous name that means lawns of permanent beauty.
Gene Rayburn once again, and here with a brand new You No One But You is no one but Frankie Lane on monitor.
Who kissed away my tears and gave me comfort through the years? You, no one but you. Who smiled away the rain and made the sun come out again? You, no one but you. You made each day a precious souvenir.
Television set, there's a new Philco you should know about. It costs $299.95. It has the same 26,000-volt chassis, solid-state tuning system, and warranty that come with Philco television costing hundreds of dollars more. Now, if that doesn't impress you, there is one other feature that should. This $299.95 Philco TV is big screen color TV for $299.95.
$299.95 suggested retail price.
Morale is one of the most important factors in an Army's efficiency, and there's no better way to improve morale than to give servicemen fighting in Vietnam a chance to talk with their folks back home. From the American Radio Relay League convention in Hollywood, Roy Neal, NBC News, reported on this operation and talked with some well-known movie stars who participated.
Ham radio operators aboard hospital ships in Vietnamese waters and in Vietnam proper, and their counterparts in Southern California, are talking back and forth, putting wounded men through by radio to their families in the States. Operation Hello Mom, they call it, and for the men in Vietnam, in addition to the folks back home, there's an added surprise.
Hi, guys and gals in the South Pacific and Vietnam. This is Bob, the biggest ham of them all, Hope. I'm talking to you by way of the Mars Ham Station, and I just want to tell you that we're all thinking of you, and you're always in our thoughts and prayers every day. We know what a great job you're doing for us in a tough situation, and Ham Radio is doing a fine job in relaying messages from the folks at home to you fellas, and proving that ham radio is more than just an idle hobby, but has a real purpose and service to all of us. So you boys keep up the good work, and we all pray that you'll be home before long.
Now, Sandra D. of Hollywood, the famous star, has volunteered her time to say hello to them and to us. Hi, Misty.
Hello. Thank you very much.
What kind of messages have you for the men in Vietnam using amateur radio?
Well, I guess more than a message, we'd like to get to know them sort of as individuals. Like, are you married? How old are you? Have you any children? Is the mail coming in? are things all right? Which I guess sounds silly to say, but, in an overall sense, like, are they all right as one person?
In other words, not a formal message idea. You're just going to talk to them.
I'd like to, yes, very much.
You're a chairman, I understand, of a committee to get other stars to stop by. Who else has volunteered to help out?
Well, we're really very lucky. We already have to join in greetings Bob Hope, Jack Jones, Martha Ray, Jerry Lewis, Fess Parker, Leslie Nielsen, and Johnny Grant. In fact, Leslie Nielsen, I'm just looking. I didn't know that his name came in. He played my father in the last film. I want to see him.
Well, you probably will very shortly then. Are all of them going to be here in person?
Yes, and they're all going to give messages to the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's lovely. I really do.
Will their messages be a little more formal than yours, or are they just plain going to talk to the fellows, too?
No, I'm pretty sure that they're just going to plain talk to the fellows.
Seems like the best way to fly. But tell me, why, Sandra D., would you and these other top stars in Hollywood take the time to do something like this?
Because we care. And sometimes we can't really show how much we care. You know, I have a child, and I have things here, and I can't keep taking trips back and forth, which sounds very selfish, but I don't think we really mean it. You know, a lot of us are lucky enough to be able to go over and entertain, and in my situation, you know, I can't. There's nothing I can do. I can't sing or dance, and I would get up there, and I'm afraid to be very disappointed. Words are not enough, you know, for the thing that they're doing. It just, I don't think that I really can express, you know, why, or it's an emotion and a feeling, and I'm just happy. I'm lucky, in fact, that I get the chance to do a little bit of something, you know, if it's anything, you know, I hope so.
And thank you, Sandra D. Let's check back in with the other end of the line. Bob Rotella is currently operating here in Los Angeles, Master Sergeant. Bob, who's the operator over there?
Master Sergeant Dick Steinbaugh, who is the Vietnam Area Coordinator at the present time.
Could we use your phone patch circuit
Certainly,
for a moment?
Just a moment.
Very good. Hello, Dick. This is Roy Neal. How's Operation Hello Mom doing?
Oh, doing very fine. Very, very fine, Dad.
How many men do you have there waiting right now to talk to the folks back home?
We have about 20 or 25, really. We have about 20 or 25 come in the station and sent by landline, over.
Tell me, how do these calls work? Who originates the calls? Can people at home do this, or does it stem from the fellows over there?
No, the calls are originated strictly from the Vietnam Android, and they are originated by people who desire to call home, call their loved ones, their mothers and fathers, or their wives, and he's looking for a 2 or 3 minute call due to the fact that we have such an enormous amount of personnel in Vietnam trying to make the call for us. So to make it fair to all, we limit the call 2 to 3 minutes. They talk by radio from Vietnam directly to our gateways on the west coast and in Omaha, Nebraska, and then it is taxed into the local home via telephone. Over.
Okay, thank you very much, Dick. We've been talking in person with Sandra Dee and by amateur radio with Vietnam itself as Operation Hello Mom continues putting families together by a very long distance. Roy Neal, NBC News for Monitor in Hollywood.
That's a noble operation there, and speaking of noble, spell it with capital letters when you refer to Bob Hope, whom we heard a few minutes ago. He's been one of the most unselfish performers in all history, giving unstintingly of his time and talent to many worthy causes, especially in entertaining our servicemen and women during peacetime as well as during war. He's celebrating his 30th anniversary with NBC this year. We thank him most sincerely and wish him many, many more fruitful years.
Say, when are you and Mother coming to see us? Well, we've been waiting to hear from you. Bob's been asking me every day.
We tell you that long distance is the next best thing to being there, because we know that being there is better still. But when you talk by telephone, you can almost touch and see them, and you can really chat and laugh and plan and keep the family feeling going. So the Bell system says that long distance is the next best thing to being there. But that's pretty good.
We miss you so much.
Of our times with, if you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. Oh, really? What's happening in the weekend world? Listen to NBC Monitor News on the hour next. Gene Rayburn here.
High costs have you down? Listen to this word about apps and save time and money. You can have 5 people for dinner tonight and your meal will cost you less than $2. How? Just buy Apps Frozen Lasagna. That's Apps, A-P-P-S. And a 4-pound package costs less than $2. Add a head of lettuce and a few tomatoes and your dinner's made. Apps Frozen Stuffed Lasagna with Sauce in 1-pound and 4-pound packages at your grocer's. Represented by Nickel Brothers Associates, Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Has this ever happened to you?
You're at this party, and you finally get next to the prettiest girl there. So you say, how about us two cutting out? And she says,
I'll have to ask your boss.
And you say,
why?
And she says,
because he's my date.
Oh, but you still wonder what might have happened if your cigarette ash didn't burn her dress, which burned her, which cooled everything.
Are there any other reasons not to smoke cigarettes?
Want another score? Bill Mazur will tell you right off the bat. Call him weekdays at 5, Saturdays at 6 on WNBC New York.